Hello. Pray. I've been waiting for some time. Does class always let out this late? Don't scream, or I'll shoot you with one of my spines, and we'll continue this talk while you're writhing on the floor in blissful agony. I trust that you've been a good boy. Not that any other girl would dare try and take what's mine. You think they care what you think. That's funny. They could care less what you think of our relationship. All that matters is that I, a manticore, want you. You want to know where I've been? You're so thoughtful. Well, I've been preparing a little surprise for you. You see, this time of year, the number of people on campus drops by a sizable amount. That means it's easier for me to do what I want with you, uninterrupted. Not that it was actually hard in the first place. My roommate left when she saw what I was, so it's all mine. Now we can walk to my dorm as a couple, or I can drag you there like my victim. Your choice. Tick tock, tick tock. I might be patient, but she isn't. My tail practically has a mind of its own, and she's starving. She doesn't care about the thrill of victory. All she cares about is that treat between your legs. Good choice. Come with me, darling. Give me your hand. Look how small your hand is in my paw. Come, my dorm isn't far. What do you think of my drawing? Don't lie. I could tell what you were thinking when you looked at it. They honestly weren't meant to be seen by you. I draw them in class because that's when I get to see you. Your face is in my head all the time, but memory is a fickle thing. It's like looking through a dirty window. I know everything about you because of those drawings. Your exact height to the first decimal, how long you like your hair before you cut it, every mark, natural and unnatural, on your skin. I know you didn't cut your hair yet this year. Do you think an obsession like this happened over the course of half a school year? Guess when we first met. I want to know if you remember. No, not senior year. Not in junior year either. Keep going back. You're going in the right direction by skipping to seventh grade, but I think we both know that I've known you longer than that. It was the first grade. I don't blame you for not remembering. It was so long ago. My family moved here in the middle of the school year because my mother got a new job. The other kids picked on me because my tail, fur, and wings were completely black instead of the normal red that most manticores sport. You stood up for me, said that my black colors made me look cool. Of course, you got singled out for that, and the others didn't stop picking on me until second grade, when I guess the class had a Batman phase, but you were the only one who had and has ever been nice to me. When you picked up that paper in class, I was charmed. I would have had a hard time keeping my paws off you if it wasn't the single most embarrassing moment of my life. Well, I guess I never said anything because no one likes to be around manticores. When you're a kid, the only thing to a relationship is a peck on the cheek. They don't know how it can be used as a weapon and how much deeper the rabbit hole of depravity goes. When kids start going through puberty and they get told about sex and how monster girls might start going after them, they tend to become distant from other monster girls, but none go as distant as they did from me. At least a hellhound has some redeeming qualities. I mean, what was I supposed to say to anyone at that time? Oh, hey, I know that your folks just told you about monster girls, especially the monster girl that has a tail that puts the female genitalia to shame. But I think it would be really cool if we could become friends. No one wants to hear that shit. So, you see, I plotted to take you. I would make you mine, and you would see that I'm not that bad. I don't want to be the manticore that's sadistic. I want to show you that I can actually care for you. But there's no way that you would approach me on your own, and there's no way you would actually be honest about anything with me. Taking you and showing you that I can be a good wife was the only way. And here I am, fucking it up. I can't do anything right. Darling, please, give me a chance. I promise I'll be kind and gentle. I'll cover you in kisses and hold you against my chest. Even when I use my tail, I'll still hold you and stroke your hair and tell you that you're the greatest boy in the whole world. I didn't choose to be a manticore, so I'm not going to act like one. Okay? I just want you to love me. That's all I want. I said too much. Anyway, my dorm isn't far now. Here we are. I'm naturally dominant, so I made the room to fit my needs. So many places that I can use to have my way with you. So many straps and chains. Why, it almost looks like a dungeon, don't you think? Stand in front of the table in the middle of the room. Do it. Good boy. Strip for me? No, I want to see the color of your underwear. Of course I mean all of it. Oh, you look so handsome. So adorable. Don't shake. I won't hurt you. I'm going to make you feel good. Okay? Now lie down. Good boy. I didn't even have to get firm this time. Now I just have to position your arms and legs. Shh. You're okay. Before I put the straps on, are you comfortable? This position doesn't hurt you at all. Okay. Good. You never struck me as a boy who liked pain, so I made sure to get soft restraints. How's that? Don't worry. I'll be with you every step of the way. I'm the last person in the world who would want to hurt you. I just don't know how else to show my love. That's all. Now then, let's start. Ignore the spine. You'll learn to love these. Soon you'll be begging me to stick you again and again. Just one little pinch and it'll be over. Done. See? That wasn't so bad. Now then, let's talk while my venom festers. Or I'll talk, and you do your best to pay attention. I don't like being rough. I hate it, but this is the only way that I'm sure that you'll be claimed by me. The way my venom works is that it moves throughout your entire body before increasing sensitivity. The longer it's in your body, the stronger it gets. You're starting to feel that now, aren't you? That heat traveling all over your body. The heat that makes your entire body throb. The next thing it does is make your entire body sensitive. I could pick any patch of skin and it will be just as sensitive as the head of your penis. I can tell that whenever you squirm, the feeling of you rubbing against the table sends shockwaves of pleasure throughout your body. And now, for the third phase, once it has completely spread throughout your body, it tricks your brain into sending out pleasure signals. It starts small, a little pinprick here and there, but soon it'll feel like your entire body is being massaged at once. And now for the final phase, you're feeling as the heat is starting to circle around your body again. That's so what you feel continues to get more and more intense. Theoretically, I could leave you here and the venom will never stop circulating. It will just get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Look at all that pre-cum. Your body has gone into overdrive, producing everything it can that relates to sex and pleasure. Can you feel your balls sway as they churn more and more come from me? And maybe a buzzing sensation as well? I wonder how long I'll let the venom fester for. I kind of enjoy seeing you like this. It really makes up for the amount of time I've watched you. How many times I've looked at you and felt my own body heat up and feel feverish. How I would duck into anywhere that was secluded and try to relieve myself to no avail. Orgasm after orgasm, but whenever I looked at you, my body still burned. The feeling only became worse as time passed. I don't know how much longer I could have waited before absolutely going crazy. The only time I could think clearly was when I was imagining this moment. How many times I've tried to draw this scene, but the image never came out right. It was never perfect, and it made me so mad until I realized it wouldn't be perfect until you were actually with me. My venom is a fraction of my emotions. I want all of you, everything you can give me, I want. And I will cherish and love it. You want it to stop. Why should I? You're right. What the hell was I thinking? I let it fester way too long for a beginner. I should have started milking the second that the spine went into your skin. Don't worry, darling. I'll get the venom out. I'll lower my tail onto your cock. This is the only way to effectively milk you. I know it will be intense, but if I were to use my paws or mouth, the venom will continue to fester more and more between every orgasm I give you. Since you don't have a refractory period, my tail can milk you constantly and even prolong your orgasm. I promise it will feel amazing, darling. First, I need to insert my tail onto your cock. It might feel a bit wet. There we go. Now, I'll start milking you. You're doing great. Don't hold anything back. Just release it all into my tail. I'll keep sucking and sucking and sucking until you're dry. Shh, I got you. Your manticore wife is right here. My hand is wrapped tightly around your hand, okay? Just focus on letting everything out. That's two loads worth. You're doing amazing, darling. I can feel you shooting load after load inside of me. It must feel like one continuous orgasm. Try your best not to jerk around. I don't want you to hurt yourself. That's it. Just lie limp and let my tail get the remaining venom out of you. Got you, darling. Good boy. Your cock has gone limp in my tail. Normally, this is when I'd prick you again, but given the circumstances, I'll let you off easy. I'll release your cock now. Ah, you taste divine, darling. I'll undo those restraints of yours. Let's get you off this table and into my arms. Just like that. I've got you. Rest your head against my chest. Good boy. I drained you pretty good. You're so sleepy. That's okay. I've waited so long to hold you like this. Close your eyes, darling. I can tell that you're struggling to keep them open. I love you so much. Sweet dreams, darling.